Today we will hear another cantata by Dietrich Buxtehude, that famous composer working in the northern imperial city of Lübeck. This cantata is a setting of five verses of a hymn text by Ernst Christoph Homburg, who was a lawyer and a member of the Nuremberg City Council. In his day, his poetry was thought to be first rate. Although his initial poems were drinking and love songs, his wife's serious illness prompted him to turn to religion in the mid-1650s. He then became one of the best-known religious poets of his day, and was even admitted to the Society of Poets founded by Johann Rist, a poet Bach frequently quoted. Ernst Homburg composed about 150 Lutheran hymn texts. In its first publication, in 1659, today's poem has the title, In Thanksgiving to His Redeemer and Savior for His Bitter Sufferings. The text then recalls the pain, humiliation, suffering, and death of Jesus, something Christians often reflect upon during the final days of Lent. This poem begins with a two-line summary. Jesus, the life of my life. Jesus, the death of my death. Verses 2, 3, and 4 focus on the suffering Jesus experienced at court after Pilate gave the death sentence. There was the beating, the taunting, the crown of thorns, and so forth. Our fifth verse recalls the Garden of Gethsemane. Although Catherine Winkworth's paraphrased poetic translation avoids literal meanings, it does give the gist of the poet's emotive writing. I like the way Ernst Homburg unifies these verses by having each conclude with the same words, using Winkworth's paraphrasing, "Thousand, thousand thanks shall be, dearest Jesus, unto thee." Buxtehude selected five of the poem's eight verses and treats each verse differently. One will be sung by a soprano soloist, one by a trio of soloists, another by a tenor soloist, and finally we hear all five soloists. But Buxtehude also unifies these five verses by utilizing a repeated bass pattern called an ostinato. This ostinato has only eight notes, always played in the same way in the cello. But above this eight-note foundation, there will be page after page, verse after verse, of different music heard above that pattern of eight notes. Let me give you a rough idea of the pattern. Do, 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 do. Five, six, seven, eight, one, two, three, I like this kind of Baroque organization or structure. Once I get the pattern of bass notes in my mind, I have the feeling that, in spite of all the traumatic ideas in the poetry, everything will be all right in the end. And it is, because, once again, Buxtehude appends the word Amen to his final verse, repeating both it and the eight-note ostinato for another full minute. Thank you.
nicht frei.